I think that universities, not just Mizzou and not specifically Mizzou, but across the nation, universities a lot of times want to push these issues under the rug versus publicly discussing them. And that's tough because, of course, there's survivor confidentiality and stuff like that. So there is, you know, two sides to that. And so when you have people coming into an environment then that already you see on television has a history of pushing these things under the rug, giving victims a really hard time, always kind of not treating perpetrators as criminals, but as people's that futures might be ruined, will already instill a lot of these ideals and reasons why people aren't going to report when it actually happens to them.
But it seems that even with most people on campus aware that there are new Title IX regulations in existence and there is a continued discussion about sexual violence on campus, we're not necessarily seeing a decline in the numbers. In fact, there were the two clear releases from earlier this month about two separate rapes on campus. Does that concern you?
I think something important for people to keep in mind when it comes to clear releases when they happen often is a lot of people see it and they're like, oh my gosh, everything's getting worse. You know, we're seeing all these reports. When in actuality, I don't enjoy seeing clear releases, but it means that they were reported. These have always been happening. They're not happening more or less than they have been for the past 10 years. The difference is that people are reporting because things are changing. Culture is changing. This is being talked about much more than it was in past years.
Well, then what do you think is the biggest hurdle left in trying to curb sexual violence on campus?
I do feel that there are steps being taken in the right direction. Nothing's perfect. Nothing's going to be perfect for a while. It's a very hard topic to cover all your bases in. I'm confident that there is administration that cares about this. I am not confident that everybody is on the same page and has the same end goals for what they want this issue, like the end solution to look like.
Could you explain a little bit what you think those different groups and those goals are?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be different opinions based on what field you're working in and what you're studying and stuff like that. And as far as administration goes, what area you're working in. I'm on the Sexual Assault Task Force, and it's a really, really great place where we can all discuss this and talk about this stuff from people from all these different areas. You know, students like myself who are advocates and educators, and then you know, people from the Women's Center, RSVP. We have someone from ROTC. You know, we have people from MSA. You know, it's a really good group. You can see how it's hard with people who are in administration, people who are in student government, and people that are working in advocacy, all kind of struggle finding a middle ground where they can make the same goal happen. So, you know, people who are in student government or in administration, a lot of times think events, you know, thinks, how can we get people to think about this? You know, they think social media campaigns, they think which are all extremely effective and important and need to happen. But there needs to be work also towards changing a culture, which events can do and social media can do. Definitely more needs to be done. I wish I had that answer and maybe I would have told people about it. Sorry if that's not super clear.